Countryside Insurance Agency owner Jennifer Otison joining us here on the Red River Farm Network. A couple key dates coming up here. How are things looking right now? And talk about those deadlines.
Right around the Grand Forks and the Central Valley, I would say guys are starting to get close. They pretty much wrapped up with wheat and beets and corn for the most part. The corn final planting date for most counties is the 25th of May. So we're knocking on that door. And then sugar beets, of course, then is May 31st. And then for small grains, mostly it varies a little bit. So like Trail County is the 31st of May, where then you go just slightly north to Grand Forks County, it's June 5th. So depending on what county you're in, that can vary just a little bit. And then, you know, you go on to beans, and that's not till like June 10th for soybeans or dry beans. And sunflowers are usually around June 10th, too, and that can vary by county, but that's kind of where we're at. So these final planting dates is a little misleading by the name, but you actually can plant past these dates, but your coverage is just reduced 1% a day up to 25 days for most crops. That can vary as well, but so just something else to keep in mind.
Okay, and yeah, like you said, a lot of people are making some serious progress here the last couple weeks. Anything else people should have in mind as far as crop insurance is concerned here as we move through planting season and into kind of some spraying?
Yes, one thing to keep in mind, if you have some wet acreage and you're concerned that you may not get it planted, and you might have some prevented planting, make sure that you tell your agent to put in a notice of loss for each crop for each county. Even if you're not sure if you're done planting or not, because you need to have a notice of loss submitted within 72 hours of the final planting date or within 72 hours of the date within the late planting period that it's no longer feasible to plant. So just make sure you're getting those notices of losses in. And then if you get it planted, it doesn't matter. It's just a withdrawal of claim, but that way you're covered in case you do have a prevented planting claim. So,
and do you anticipate to see much of that? I know some areas last year got hit pretty hard, but maybe a little bit better conditions this year?
In the valley, yes. It's not going to be bad, but as you go west, there's definitely going to be some, you know, as you get more into the pothole region, there's definitely going to be some wetter areas with some spotty PP. And as you go out towards Carrington and whatnot, they're a lot wetter out there. So there's a good chance there might be a little more prevented planting out there, but not bad right in the valley.
Anything else we should touch on here before we let you go?
If anybody has any questions, make sure they're talking with their agent, or we'd be happy to help you as well. And there's lots of scenarios when you get into prevented planting situations, so you should review that carefully. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much. And just to clarify a little bit here, maybe, so corn planting date, you said for most counties, are there any kind of in the area, or are there a lot of exceptions to that?
For green corn, it's pretty much the 25th in our region, so of May. Silage corn, that might be a little different, but for grain corn, it's the 25th of May.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here today. Jennifer Otison joining us on the Red River Farm Network.